From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Belgian police in search of bombing suspect. Authorities in Brussels are now searching for another suspect in connection with Tuesday's deadly terrorist attacks at the Brussels airport and a subway station near the European Union headquarters. The latest suspect was spotted on surveillance footage holding a large bag while standing next to the suicide bomber who carried out the attack on a metro train at the Maelbeek station. Police are still looking for a third man captured on video walking through the airport next to the bombers who killed themselves carrying out the attack at the departure terminal at the airport. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Brussels on Friday to formally express the condolences of the United States for the loss of life in Tuesday's attacks. Vice President Joe Biden visited the Belgian embassy in Washington yesterday.
On behalf of the president, I can say that we are prepared to provide any and all information, capability, technology, anything we have that can be value-added to their fight.
In the meantime, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls called on the European Parliament to act on authorizing a passenger name record for Europe. Senegalese voters approved a controversial constitutional referendum voting over 60% yes on cutting the presidential term from 7 to 5 years, but the referendum suffered from a low voter turnout of less than 40% of those registered. Vote also limits the age of presidential candidates to 75 and allows independents to run. Authorities in southern Afghanistan say that at least 7 police officers were killed in a suspected insider attack in southern Kandahar province. The early morning incident Thursday happened at a security outpost in the district of Arghandab. This is VOA News. European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini met with the head of the Syrian delegation to proximity peace talks in Geneva on Wednesday, along with the opposition counterpart and UN envoy Stefan de Mistura. She spoke of the need to reach a settlement.
Extremely important. Enter into the political process without delays, without games, with the spirit of reaching a solution.
The head of the Syrian delegation, Bashar Jaafari, said he believes that this phase of the talks has broken a diplomatic impasse. The talks are to recess for Syrian elections. President Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new president, Mauricio Macri, at the start of a 2-day visit, first bilateral visit to Buenos Aires by a U.S. leader in nearly 20 years. Mr. Obama, during a joint news conference, spoke of his counterpart as a man in a hurry to improve the country's ailing economy.
I'm impressed because he has moved rapidly on so many of the reforms that he promised to create more sustainable and inclusive economic growth and to reconnect Argentina with the global economy and the world community.
President Macri, who took office in December, has signaled he wants stronger economic ties with Washington and other free market economies. Mr. Obama's visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of a military coup supported by the United States. He acknowledged that U.S. relations with Latin America's dictatorships in the 1970s damaged its image in the region, but said he hopes the release of long-classified documents about Argentina's dirty war will rebuild trust. A Chinese businessman has pled guilty in a U.S. court to charges stemming from the hacking of trade secrets from U.S. defense contractors. Su Bin had been charged in a 2014 indictment with hacking into the computer networks of the contractors in order to steal plans for the F-22 and F-35 fighter jets and C-17 transport. In a plea agreement, he admitted to conspiring with 2 unnamed persons in China from October of 2008 to March 2014 to gain the unauthorized computer network access. And North Korea says it has successfully tested a solid-fuel rocket engine. Now, that could be a major step in its effort to develop long-range missile able to reach South Korea and the United States. Using solid fuel reduces the amount of launch preparation time, increases the mobility of the missiles, and makes them far more reliable than liquid-fueled rockets. And the Congolese opposition insists that incumbent President Denis Sassou Nguesso lost Sunday's election, even as the president was officially declared the winner. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.